And Joseph, despite hostile relations, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea sent a letter to the U.S. House of Representatives protesting new sanctions. What does the DPRK hope to achieve?
Yes, Elaine, the DPRK sent a letter in protest of the latest U.S. House of Representative bill for tougher sanctions on Pyongyang, and that's to prevent crude imports as well as international shipping. And this would become law if it's also passed in the Senate. Now, this letter is in line with the DPRK's argument that its nuclear program is for self-defense and that they would continue to pursue it given that Washington has continued to pursue what they say, continue to pursue hostile acts against their state. Now, here's the DPRK state media on the matter.
As the U.S. House of Representatives enacts more and more of these reckless and hostile legislations against the DPRK, our efforts to strengthen nuclear deterrence will gather greater pace beyond anyone's imagination.
Now, tensions between Washington and Pyongyang have been high, with the new Trump administration really focusing on isolating the state. And it seems that the DPRK is trying to counter this by reviving its Foreign Affairs Committee amid the mounting sanctions. Now, the Seoul's Unification Ministry said that this committee was revived in order to improve foreign relations given its isolation, but we've seen more and more countries really reinforce and back these sanctions, including recently Germany closing down a hostel that's run by North Korea, as well as Southeast Asian countries, including what happened in Malaysia. Now, all of this comes amid Moon Jae-in, who's been receiving promises from other foreign leaders that who really promised that they would back these UN sanctions as well as help South Korea to try to curb the DPRK's nuclear and missile program.